Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. Your host, Mr. Jono Petrohilos, currently generates over $1 million a year selling his online courses. And now he teaches you how to do the same. Along with listening to our podcast, make sure to join the Course Creator Community Facebook group. It's one of the largest and most engaged Facebook groups in the space. You'll find the link in the show notes. Anyway, let's get to today's show.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. I am super excited because we have an absolute rock star in the course creator space here today. And I know I say that about every guest every week, but this person actually is a rock star. Listen to her bio here. She's attracted over 100,000 student enrollments in her courses in over 168 countries. I didn't even know there was 168 countries in the world, but this person's managed to get students from every one of them in her courses. She was listed by the Huffington Post as one of the top 50 must-follow female entrepreneurs in 2017. She's had her course creation work cited in Forbes. She's a 12 times published author and 5 times international number one bestseller. She's the host of the Course Creators podcast, and she holds the record for being the youngest university head and director in Australian history. And it wasn't just some dodgy university. That university was ranked number one in Australia at the time of her leadership anyway. So without further ado, let me introduce the one and only Sarah Cordner. Sarah, woo-hoo! How are you?
Oh my gosh, we have been threatening for years to get on a podcast together, do some work together. So at last, I think it's probably been about 7 years since we've been going, yeah, we'll make that appointment work. So here we are. It's pretty exciting. And it's just listening to you do that intro then, that I may have written myself. it's actually just sitting here, my eyes are going, my goodness, we're recording this now at the end of December 2022. And I probably wrote that a few months ago, maybe closer to the beginning of this year. I now have over 200,000 students in my course, 181 countries, and millions of dollars made. And it just goes to show how quickly and rapidly growth can happen when you are out there creating courses, creating digital products, taking stuff out of your head, getting those ideas, and just putting them out to the world. The growth is phenomenal, John. I remember when I sat down thinking, right, I'm going to go online. I started off really traditional, doing face-to-face training, working in corporate offices, working in corporate training rooms. You know, I could only fit like 30 people in a room, 50 at most, and speaking on stages where some of the biggest stage I spoke on had a couple of thousand people. But you know, that was really the limit, the size of the room. I remember getting this huge piece of butcher's paper and sticking it up on my window and writing, I think it was by 2011 or something, I wanted to have, no, it wasn't 2011, it was 2020. By 2020, I want to have 1,000 students in my courses. You know, that was my big,
Whoa, hold on. That was in 2020.
I think I wrote it before 2020, but my goal was to, by 2020, have 1,000 students in this platform. And here I am now at the end of 2022 with 200,000. And it just goes to show that whatever you're dreaming of, I think whatever people sit and think is possible online, I think you need to times it by 100.
Or 200 in your case. Right.
And I just want to point out, you know, that none of this happened. I didn't have any startup capital. I live in Australia, but you can probably tell by my accent, I'm a POM. I rocked up to Australia with quite literally an empty suitcase full of bikinis in winter. I had no backup money. I had no investment money. I took no loans. I had no friends. I didn't have a mobile phone. I didn't even have anywhere to damn well live when I arrived. I've done all of this from a spare bedroom, pretty much in the middle of nowhere. I live way outside of a city, and with an internet connection, some real just passion and a refusal to quit, like proper Australian entrepreneurial stubbornness, right? It's really the only ingredients that you need, just consistently hitting at it. And I know, Johnny, that's really something that you live by. You know, you and I have been colleagues in this space now for such a long time, and you know, you've just never stopped, and you've got your success that you have because you just keep going.
That's half of it, right? Just let everyone else fall off, and then you know, you're in it long enough and you'll win the game.
That's it. Yeah, so we've got some exciting stuff to talk about today.
Well, I'm even more excited now hearing that. I'm like, you know what, I might have to, because just for the people listening, what we are going to speak about today is Sarah's actually got a course platform, Tech Matrix. It's an all-in-one business and course creation platform. So we're going to be speaking about, or we're speaking about platforms in general, but with a focus on that. But after that intro, I think I've got to get you back on again, Sarah, and just speak about your journey and how you've sold 200, enrolled over 200,000 students in, what's the total time frame?
Well, that's been collectively probably over the last 6 years. So yeah, it doesn't, certainly hasn't happened overnight. And it's funny, if you do look at the statistics there, you know, it was like, oh, one person, five people. Yeah. Then there was just, you know, I kept going. And suddenly it hits this tipping point. It just went through the roof, you know? So it's testament to that consistency. I think when you hit that search engine optimization, because you've created such a huge culmination of resources that eventually the world starts noticing. And that's honestly really all my success has come down to, is I was up against huge companies with huge budgets. I was up against massive influencers, like the celebrities of the course creation world when I started in this space so many years ago. And I just thought, I can't outspend them because I didn't have the money. I can't outmarket them because I don't have those big marketing budgets for ads and things. But I thought to myself, I can certainly out-help them. And so I went to market just with the concept of, I am going to create every possible answer that I can possibly come up with to help my target audience. I'm going to go out there and just be the most helpful person in the world, because helping people is free. And all I needed was my internet connection and just dedication to create content, produce videos, write blogs, and be present and answer people's questions. And honestly, that is exactly what created my success, was just the strategy is, be the most helpful person in your industry. It works.
Yes, I love that. I think that's a good message for everyone listening there. Like, if you take nothing else out of this platform, if you out of this podcast, if you don't register for Textmatics, like, if all you do is just follow that tip there, I think it's a good podcast.
Love it. And you are definitely going to want to register for Techmatics on the free trial. We've got some really exciting stuff to share with you today. And you know, John and I were just having a chat at the beginning. We want to just have a little talk about tech today, because I think one of the biggest things, Johnny, as you know, it's always in your Facebook group, people are always going in, what tech do I need? Starting an online
that's
business.
That's number one. I guarantee, go in my group at any particular time, that question's been asked in the last week.
It is. And it's insane. And it is overwhelming. And it was overwhelming enough when you and I started so many years ago, Johnny. I mean, look at it now. You go online and there are so many options for tech. Do you need a website? Do you need email marketing software? You need a social media planner? You need a calendar booking system? You need an ads platform? You need the graphic design software? I mean, it just is endless. And this is why so many people, I think, don't get started, because we've got a passion for our thing. We love our topic. But this tech stuff becomes so overwhelming. You start adding up all of the costs of all of these different pieces that you need to make that business work properly. And it just gets too much in terms of cost and overwhelm and the learning curve. And this is why I sat down after years of being in this field, being a registered certified Thinkific expert, a registered certified Active Campaign expert, a registered certified Podia, LearnWorlds expert, all of them. I've been an affiliate and expert with for many years, and went, this is just getting too hard. I need so many tools to make my business work, to put it on autopilot, to deliver a great customer experience. The costs are adding up. People are getting so tangled in this snake's webbing of zaps and connections. I went, I'm just going to start something else. I'm going to create my own. So as a course creator, I've created a platform for course creators, for online business owners, that strip away every single other piece of software you're ever going to need. I am talking one place to run your whole online business, including courses and not just courses, and one monthly subscription, which, by the way, is cheaper than most of them out there. And that, my friends, is what Techmatics is. And we're going to talk today about comparing some of the different features, the different types of platforms that are out there, because we're not just here to slam tools down your throat, right? I think everyone needs to understand and have an informed opinion, knowledge base, before they go out and get softwares. So we're going to talk about the different types of ones that are out there today, the different ways you can sell your courses specifically, so that you can have a better idea about which one might work for you.
Love it. Let's dive into it. The first one I've got on my list here, Sarah, is Udemy, or any kind of marketplace. Udemy, Skillshare, I think there's a few of them out there. How does Techmatics compare against it? What are the positives? What are the negatives? What are your thoughts there?
Nice. So yeah, any of you who've been in the course creation space for more than 5 minutes will probably have heard of Udemy. And it's actually where I started, Jono. It's where my first course was published. I was really excited to find this platform that back then was very easy to upload content to. It didn't have very many rules or regulations, and it allowed the early adopters of online course creation to get very successful very fast. I think I have about 60,000 enrolled students on my Udemy courses up there at the moment. But what I found very quickly were there were some significant limitations. I was going, yay, you know, I'm getting these students pouring in. Udemy was promoting me. I was kind of their poster girl for a little while. I was like rolling in the early adopter phase. And I realized when it came down to, well, I want to create more products, I want to communicate with these people, I want to sell other things to them, that you can't get their email addresses. I realized very quickly when Black Friday and Christmas sales came along that Udemy were discounting my really hardly produced amazing courses that I went to university for years to study the content for, and they were selling them for like $5-6, and I was only getting about $1 of that per sale because Udemy were doing the marketing. They can take up to 90% of that sale. And so I was thinking, well, you know, I'm putting all this work into this amazing program. I actually ended up taking my my bigger courses down from the Udemy platform, because I thought that there has to be another way whereby I can obtain these email addresses. They're my customers. I want them to be my customers, but they can't be if I can't communicate with them. And I also want to make sure as a course creator that, you know, we are getting that money that we deserve for our hard work, our labor, and our years worth of expertise that have accumulated up to the point by which we can start teaching it to other people. And so the biggest lesson I kind of want to share about platforms like Udemy is this: they are not bad. Right? They have a place in your business model. And this is only my opinion. It's not the right opinion. It's not the wrong opinion. It's just an opinion, right? So this is my perspective of how I see this. My perspective of this is places, marketplaces like Udemy are a bit like the supermarkets of the world, in that if you're selling bread on that supermarket shelf, you're gonna probably get customers, right? Yeah, I don't know how many times I've walked in to get milk and I've come out with a trolley of other stuff because I happen to walk past it. It is an amazing opportunity to get found. At the time of recording this today, I believe there's about 40 million Udemy students, right? That is a lot of students who are actively walking through that supermarket every day looking for courses. So it's an amazing place to put your smaller courses, your lead magnet type courses, give people an excellent taste of your skills, expertise, and some forward movement. Because what you are allowed to do on Udemy is in your instructor profile, link your social media profiles, link your website. And if you do deliver good content, they are going to come and follow you elsewhere. And obviously, once they come and independently follow you from those locations, then of course you can bring them into your business ecosystem and make them your customers instead of Udemy's customers. And so, of course, as I said, there 60,000 odd people have found me through Udemy. Now, that's a lot of business. So I definitely am not poo-pooing the platform. I just say, make sure you use it strategically and not put your bigger courses on there. So in terms of Techmatics and comparing it to Udemy, they are very, very different platforms. Techmatics is a platform that you own. My favorite way of describing Techmatics is it's a bit like having a WordPress website, in that, and more into, not in terms of how it looks or feels, but in terms of the concept, right? If you were to go and build a website, you would get some kind of platform like WordPress. It is an empty shell that has various features and functions in there. You can then do whatever you want with it. It's your URL, it's your branding, it's your site. You are completely responsible for it. You own everything that happens with that site. So Techmatics is the same. You can connect your own URLs to it. You can completely brand it as yours, and that becomes your system, your customers, and it's importantly your products and your money that goes in through that system. Udemy is just the supermarket shelf that you can pop your products on and just simply take a commission, if you like, for the free marketing. That's how I like to describe it.
I was going to say, I've never heard someone give such a succinct and powerful summary of Udemy in 4 or 5 minutes. I feel like you've done this before. It's a time or two, right, Sarah?
Once or twice. As my living and breathing for the last decade or so.
I agree everything Sarah said. The one thing I'm going to add on top is, I think as a new course creator, Udemy can look like a better option than it actually is. I think it can be quite juicy and quite attractive if you're a new course creator and you're like, oh, I can go on Udemy and they're going to do all my marketing. That's fine. You know, I'm going to do that. And, you know, I don't care if they take 50%. That's great. But there's still like no guarantee. You might make a couple, there's no guarantee either way, but you'll probably make a couple sales. But, you know, like 10, 20 bucks, like that's what it could be. So I think as a new course creator, it can look really attractive, but it might not be as attractive as what it is. I think that's important to consider. The next one I've got on my list, Sarah, is self-hosting. So let's say these are the plugins like maybe LearnDash or Lifter LMS. You know, a new course creator might be looking at this and being like, well, hold on, Sarah. Can we mention prices on Techmatics here? Or
absolutely. Yeah, cool. Let's be completely open and honest here. Cool. Yeah.
They might be like, right, you know, Sarah, you're telling me that the special at the moment is $100 a month. You know, I can get one of these plugins for $100 a year or a couple $100 a year, whatever it may be. Why would I go with Techmatics if I can do that? What's your take there?
Yeah, great point. So having basically plugins that connect into the back end of your websites to be able to sell and host courses from is another way that you can sell your courses. So when you hear people talking about self-hosting and plugins, we're basically like talking about an app. Some of them are free, some of them are paid, that you connect into the back of your website and enables you to upload course content and sell your courses. Now, they are great, by the way. They're very effective. They do exactly what they say they're going to do. But I'm using a big but here because I want you guys to be informed. I tried this myself too. It was actually my first step after Udemy when I was like, I want to have my own stuff. I want it on my own platform. And what I found very quickly was a couple of things that may have improved since, but are still certainly risks that you need to be aware of and consider before you go down this road. Number one is that you do need to be very techie to use a plugin. Now, some people say, no, you don't, right? But compared to ready-made LMSs, ready-made course platforms, you do have to be fairly confident with a plugin for a website. And a couple of reasons for that. One is you're pretty much on your own, right? You've got to upload and install that plugin. You've got to manage and maintain that plugin. You need to probably hire a web developer to actually make sure that that's customized. You might need some JavaScript or CSS coding in there. You're going to need someone who knows what they're doing with web design and development to actually make that function. If things go wrong, if you've got errors, you do need to hire again people to help you sort that out. There's no tech support or customer service with the majority of them, okay? And those that do, fairly limited because you're using the app, not the service of a company, right? So very different there. The other major difference is that when you're using a plugin, there are heaps of other hidden costs. So the plugin itself might be $50 a year or $100 a year or something very, very cheap like that. But you very quickly find out you're then going to need to have video hosting. Now, if you're doing lots of courses and you start uploading those videos to your website's video library, your website will crash very quickly. Your speed, oh my gosh, your loading speed is going to absolutely die. You are going to rank massively drop down in the Google rankings because site speed is a factor inside the system that determines your site's credibility on the front page. You also are just quite simply going to just have the lowest loading speed and experience for your students ever. This actually happened to me. So I started uploading videos and the whole site crashed and completely corrupted my entire site because I had so much content on it. The other major thing is if you go, okay, right, well, no problem. I will then externally host my videos. So this is where people are then having to pay quite significantly high costs for things like the Amazon server, Amazon video hosting, Wistia video hosting, Vimeo video hosting. They're two things you now have to connect together and two things you've got to pay for. You also need to communicate with your students and email them. The only way you can do that is if you have some kind of email marketing software to A, make you compliant and legal with things like GDPR, anti-spam laws, to create those records, that customer record management. You're going to need to pay for that externally. And I'm a very big ActiveCampaign and have been an expert with ActiveCampaign for years. But with a list my size, and your list grows pretty quickly in this online space, I was starting to get to the stage where I'm paying thousands of dollars a month just for the ActiveCampaign element, right? These costs start growing. And before you realize it with a plugin, you've got a slow site, you're all on your own, you're paying for web developers and web designers, and you have all of these other costs to actually be able to run the business when you're using a plugin. So I'm not saying don't use one, but for me, that is why I very, very quickly moved away from the self-hosting plugin system method of running my online course business.
Once again, I've never heard someone explain it so succinct and so well in 4 or 5 minutes. I think you've had that spiel before as well, right, Sarah?
Once or twice.
Everything Sarah said, agree. Same thing happened to me. I think I went ClickFunnels as an in-between. I started with an ebook. That was my first course. And then I started using ClickFunnels for marketing. And I was like, oh, I can actually host a course on here. So I went on there. But at the time, their course hosting was so bad. It was great for marketing, but for courses, it sucked. And I was like, oh, I can get it on my own website. This doesn't look too hard. Paid someone on Fiverr $100 or something to do it. And then within a couple months, it crashed. I can't remember the reasoning why, but yeah, the website crashed. And the down point with that as well, now, because I do it a bit different, but the down point that is really bad with that side of things, when you went with me anyway, when my website crashed, I couldn't get new students. Because no one could buy because the website crashed, but also my current students who were like, who wanted to go and enroll couldn't log in there because the website had crashed. So it got me both ways. So now I even leverage a bit and I sell off my website and host elsewhere, but that's a different discussion there. Yeah. Someone's going, oh, and even further still, a lot of people listening to this may not even have a website, Sarah. Fair enough. If you're already, been running a business or an online business and you already have a website and you're pretty good with developing, okay, maybe you can do it. If you got one course, maybe. But for someone that like doesn't even have a website yet, it's kind of like, well, even to do that, you need to then go and buy the domain and buy the website hosting and pay someone to do it. So there's an extra step there. So I'm same page there. Now here's where it's going to get interesting. I think most people listening to this won't be on Udemy, won't be self-hosting, but a lot of people are going to be using platforms like Teachable, Thinkific, not so much all-in-ones. We'll get to that in a sec. But I know in my Facebook group anyway, Thinkific's usually the number one still. Whenever I do a poll, hey, what do you use? It's usually Thinkific, Kajabi. So, but let's even just speak with those sort of things, the online course platforms like Thinkific, Teachable. What's your take there?
Yeah, excellent. And these sort of self-standing learning management systems have been the primary ones that I have been recommending to new and growing course creators for years, for at least the last 6-7 years. And the reason why is basically, guys, these are pieces of software as a service, SaaS, basically, that you pay usually a monthly or yearly subscription for, that are custom built for you to then go in and customize your own learning management system. You can usually create custom domains. They have fairly easy landing page builders on them to create the landing pages for your courses. You can upload and host your courses inside those platforms really easily. And they are built for absolute simplicity for course creators to be able to sell, take money, and automate the process of delivering and hosting their courses for others. So I'm a really big fan of these, and I really do think that these are an excellent option to go in and look into when it comes to creating your courses. So as you've mentioned a couple there, some of the biggest ones and most popular ones out there at the time of recording today have been Thinkific. They've been dominating the market for years. They've even gone IPO now. That's how huge they've got. You've got your platforms like LearnWorlds, Teachable, Podia. These guys are kind of the ones that have been up there dominating the top of this industry for a number of years. They all do everything really that you'd need to do to run a very basic level. But, and I say but again, not to poo-poo any systems, but they often require other softwares connected in either by direct integration or by Zapier or another, Pabbly or something like that, to make the whole business that you're running actually work effectively. And of course, then again, the costs start increasing. And for me, one of the biggest aspects to me moving over and creating my own all-in-one platform recently was not just that cost element, but the fact that with these learning management platforms, you don't have a lot of control over cost changing, plan changing. And I've seen platforms like Thinkific and so on, not just singling out one business there, unexpectedly they'll change their pricing. And I've, as a customer of Thinkific as well as an expert, the pricing was changed on me with no warning many times. And that is for the, for some businesses, that's really hard. I think recently they actually reversed their pricing model. They went from a fairly affordable and I thought very fair price to, I think it almost doubled or something overnight. And there were a lot of people that just couldn't take on that sudden increase in costs. And I think that's another thing that you're still not as much at the whim as you would be on a marketplace with these platforms, but you still are a little bit, you know, not knowing. They go public, they go very big very quickly. Their companies end up becoming run by shareholders whose core objective and focus is increasing profit and shares, right? Rather than a business that's operating for and by the user and has that user in mind. And so this for me is when I went, you know what, I'm really tired of connecting heaps of stuff together, having hundreds of different subscriptions, all of which keep increasing in price based on my own growth, and then flip prices on me and plans on me without any forewarning or notice, because there's big fat pocket hungry people sitting in share desks, you know, in some big faraway land with that are so far out of touch from the users that, you know, quite frankly, it's changing the experience in those platforms.
Yes, agree with that. And just to, I guess, reiterate there as well, the comparison to Tegmatics is one. We don't need Zapier. We don't need email. We don't need landing page. Whereas if we go with a Teachable, a Thinkific, a LearnWorld, amazing at what they do.
Yeah.
Amazing for hosting a course. But you're probably going to also need to get ActiveCampaign, which, and this, the thing, this is where I think this can get tricky, because this is where I got stuck as well when I started in online course space. It was kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll go with Teachable. It's $50 a month or whatever it is. It's a bit cheaper than Kajabi, so I'll go with that. Oh, hold on. Now I got to go with ActiveCampaign. Okay, there's, you know, $50 there. Oh, okay. Now I got to go with Zapier. There's $50 there. And then I'm like, well, hold on. Now I'm paying, and there's even more now, Samcard or whatever else I got as well. You know, now it's like, hold on. I'm paying $200 a month with these things. Would have been better if I just went over there. And then each one of those increased, because usually I think there's two sides to this with the online course side of things. The one is the multiple different things, where it's like, right, now I need to get this and get this and get this, and each one of those increases. On top of that as well, and then there's also the tech side as well, where it's like you need to know how to set up the apps and how to do it, all that as well. But I think where a lot of new course creators can get stuck with these ones is the initial rate looks really good. It's like, and they kind of go on and off with free versions or whatever, but, you know, the initial one's like, oh yeah, $40 for a course or whatever. You know, I can do that. It's no dramas. I'll do that. But then it's like, oh, hold on. I can't integrate anything with it.
Yeah.
And, oh, hold
and
on.
Then it's got that's limited number course. Of students, limited number of courses, people, limited number of admins.
I can't do now. I can't do subscriptions. Oh, you let me set up a membership. So, oh no, it doesn't do subscriptions. Oh, let me set up payment plan. Oh, it doesn't do payment plans. You know, and it's kind of like, and then you just keep getting, oh, I'll just upgrade to the $100 one, because now I can get more students. Oh, but now it doesn't do this. Now let me upgrade to the $200 one. And that's they creep up really quick. And as Sarah mentioned, it's like, if you've got even if it was just one, it creeps up quick. But if you've got multiple different ones and all of them come up. So yes, agree with you there. Now, final one, and this will be interesting because, yeah, okay. So the final one is like all in one platform. So now Kajabis, New Zenlers, that side of things there. Would you put Tegmatics in that category, Sarah? Is it out of that category, or what's your take there?
Yeah, and there's this real new world that we're in now, like the new era of online learning, which, let's face it, is changing and growing at dramatic speed, right? It's interesting, actually, at the beginning of January 2020, I'd actually just had a baby. He was about 3 days old, and I released a report on what I foresaw the changes that were going to happen in the e-learning space. So I actually put this report together and predicted that quite a lot of change obviously was coming. Classroom training is never going to be completely replaced, but online learning is definitely going to boom. What I predicted would happen the next 5 to 10 years then happened in the next 18 months because of COVID. Yeah. Yeah. And this, I think, you know, we've seen a lot of my corporates and stuff that I'd been working with for a decade previously wouldn't even consider online learning. I wouldn't consider any kind of online training whatsoever. You know, COVID came along, I'm there holding a baby in my arms, and I'm now working with all these corporates to try and get them online. Things are happening at breakneck speed, and I think those people who are not yet jumping online, you know, are really missing out on a huge amount of business. And just on that, before I do go into your question, there is the other thing I really want to enforce to people here is everyone seems to think that because lots of people are moving online, they're late to the boat. They keep thinking that I'm late, I'm behind, it's too late for me now. I want everyone just have a little moment and a little pause here to recognize and acknowledge the fact that the time of recording this, over half of the world doesn't even have the internet yet. We have not even started with the level of potential that is available here. So if you get in now, you have a window of approximately 2 more years where you are just, we are the first generation on the internet. You have this window to truly be, you know, one of these first pioneers of being in this space, even though it doesn't feel like it, even though it feels like you're behind. So when you're seeing these new softwares come up, you need to jump in now, guys, because this pioneering opportunity that you have to be at the front of this learning revolution is massive. And when we do have all of these other countries that don't yet have proper internet electricity connections, when they start coming onto the internet, your opportunity for growth and scale is going to be far beyond your wildest imagination. And people don't stop breeding, so your opportunities are never going to stop running out. There is more than enough to go around and to keep us all sustained for the rest of time. So I really want to bring that bit up at this stage, because I think so many people go, oh, I'm just too late, there's too much competition. Guys, you are literally at the front of the race. Don't stand there and let everyone else run past you, really. So with this kind of this new way of doing business, this all-in-one type of system and software, it's basically stripping away all of these additional pieces that we're having to pop on and attach and connect and zap to make one business work, right? You've got one business. Let's have one system. Let's have one freaking password and one monthly bill, right?
And you know what else, Sarah? One tab open. That's the other thing as well. You know, I've got ActiveCampaign and your SAM card and, you know.
I think, honestly, I'm always going to be a billion tabs kind of girl. Yeah, that's just how my brain works, right? But but yeah, it's going to reduce some of those tabs at least, especially if you're a tab collector like us. Mm. But basically, this is where you have, unlike those learning management systems, which are just the learning management system part, right? That is just one element to a successful online business in today's world. You need that LMS feature so that you can upload that content, those courses, those products, those ebooks, those guides, that subscription, that coaching program, whatever it is that you're running, that has to live somewhere and it has to be accessible by your students. That is one element of an online business. So if you're using the things like Thinkific and LearnWorlds and all those other platforms, you only have one part, one piece of the online business. If you want your online business to be successful, you need to have an online presence in the form of a website. Now, you don't have to, but if you want to be successful, you do need to, right? Because if people can't find you on Google, you simply don't exist. They're going to buy from the next person, right? So having a website is critical so that people can find you on the internet. Organic content, my students, the all 200,000 of them, by the way, only 11,000 of those came from paid ads. The rest of them came from organic marketing. People going to Google and typing in questions, of which my stuff, me being the most helpful person in the world I could possibly be, comes up in search results, sends them to my website, sends them to my courses, right? So you need your website. You're going to need a blog so you can create that organic content. You are going to need some kind of appointment booking system so that people can book coaching calls with you, so that they can book paid appointments with you for whatever it is that you're doing, consulting, advice, guidance. You are going to need, on top of that, a customer record management system. This is your database, your list of contacts that gives a record that shows you what do they do, what notes do you want to make about them. I mean, if you're coaching, guys, you should be keeping electronic notes inside a customer's record so that you can go back to those notes and records every time you communicate with them. If you have staff, which if you're growing, let's go for the goal of one day you might, right? Because this business is going to get to a point you'll need administration. Then they're going to want to be able to go into clients' records and see the communication history. You want to see their activity history. You're going to need that if you want to run an effective business. You're also going to want things like a sales pipeline or a customer journey. This maps out the stages of your sales process. What products do you have? What order do they go in? If people are going to buy from you, you know, what are the lead magnets you have? What stuff can they then purchase one after the other in your business customer journey? You're going to need to organize that. That used to need things like HubSpot. You're going to need email marketing, right? When I buy something from you, I expect to get an email that's going to send me my login information and the access to that product. If you're really clever and smart, you also should have a follow-up system that's going to check in with me, make sure I'm completing your product, make sure I'm enjoying it, and that's going to send me regular contact communication on autopilot so that I stay a fan of yours and actually grow and want to keep buying from you in the future. Now, again, that would normally be things like ActiveCampaign, MailChimp, Drip, ConvertKit. You're going to need funnels, guys, landing pages. This is where you're going to detail your courses, your products, your offers, give that information that's actually going to sell it. It needs to have a checkout so that people can pay you, right? This stuff used to require WooCommerce, payment gateways, ClickFunnels. I too went down that road of paying $3,000 a year for something that was impossibly hard to use. Mm. And these things just keep adding up. And so this is why an all-in-one platform is an absolute game changer for your business, because you don't just have that LMS, you have everything else you need all in the one place. And if you come to one like Techmanix, it has that all for a price that is way more affordable than just the LMS element that the other platforms are offering. And it's interesting, Jono, I did a mail out to my list quite recently saying, you know, you've got until the end of December to lock in this price for life, right? This special offer we're doing. And someone came back and said, yeah, but Thinkific's free plan is free. And Thinkific's lowest plan is, I think it was $49 or something. So, you know, I'm not paying $97 for yours when theirs is only $49. Clearly it's not cheaper, Sarah. And I actually had to go into this explanation of Thinkific is just the LMS. You get one course, you get limited students, limited features and functions. For $97, you get way more than what's in Thinkific's enterprise plan just for the LMS part. All this other stuff's added on around the outside. I mean, this is a game changer for business. Mm. And honestly, Jono, and the reasons behind why I've decided to make this so affordable, considering the mind-blowing features that it has, is because course creation and being online, being a course creator, has created wealth, joy, and everything for me way beyond my wildest imagination. And without sounding like a complete and utter douchebag, honestly, this is my way of giving back. Mm. And I've even built and connected in my Pencils of Promise charity. That's my charity of choice. They build schools in locations around the world where access to education wouldn't otherwise be available. And we've actually committed to donating a percentage of our profits every single year to that charity that we can continue to give back in a humanitarian capacity, because education does change lives. It's changed my life as a girl who's come from a gypsy background. I shouldn't have even had an education. Right? Went on to become the head of a university, right? As a gypsy who shouldn't have even been schooled. It's changed my life beyond my wildest dreams. And I know for a fact that me alone, just one person from a spare bedroom, has impacted the lives of millions directly and indirectly. And I know that everyone else who goes out there and shares their knowledge absolutely can too. And so I'm making a commitment that yes, the price of this product and this program, Techmatics, will go up from the 1st of January, 2023. I mean, we do have to keep it running. I have a big support team behind the scenes who need to get paid wages, right? But I'm absolutely committing to make this the most feature-rich and affordable platform on the market, and keep it that way as far as is reasonably possible, to keep this something that is going to enable as many educators, course creators, and business owners as possible to go out there, make their dreams come true, make their mark in the world, and create a ripple effect of changing lives from their own platforms too.
Love it. I have one follow-up question on that. It'll be a tricky one. So like, now I'm just thinking specifically Kajabi and Techmatix, because there'll be a lot of people into this, which is like, nah, Kajabi is the gold standard. It's the best one out there. You've mentioned price. Last time I checked Kajabi, I think it was about $500 US a month. So even if they were equal, and I'm pretty sure Techmatix has way more features actually than what Kajabi does, but even if they were equal already, if you get on at the current special, it's a quarter of the price, you know, a fraction of the price there. But what would you say is maybe the best feature Techmatix has, or best one or two features that Kajabi doesn't?
Oh, do you know what? There are so many. And I think this is one of the interesting things that we as business owners need to understand. What do we need to run our businesses? Because each and every single one of us have different needs. We have different stuff that we're selling. We have different people that we're selling it to. For some people, simply having a place and a depository for their courses, which on Techmatix at the moment is unlimited, and the unlimited number of course students is the most attractive feature. Maybe they've tons and tons of leads pouring in, and they need to have that unlimited contacts list to be able to grow their business in that particular way. Other people, it may be funnels, landing landing pages. Maybe they've got an e-commerce store and they've got millions of different products. If they're using something like Shopify, you know, every time you add more products, more pages, you're getting charged more money. On Techmatics, you have unlimited funnels, unlimited websites, and unlimited pages. So for someone else, that may be the core feature. Other people really focus on social media communication, DM outreach, and things like that.
I was hoping you were going to bring this one up, because it's going to be my one.
Yeah, and Techmatics, actually, in your inbox on your dashboard, it connects directly to your Facebook business page and your Instagram Messenger, and it actually automatically sucks in those contacts into your inbox on your Techmatics account. So you can now manage all of those contacts, all of that communication from inside your CRM on the Techmatics dashboard.
Can I jump in there a sec just to make sure I understand it? To explain the way I understand it for the listeners, it's essentially like, let's say you're in my database, Sarah, on Techmatics. Whether you send me an email, an Instagram message, a Facebook message, I'm just looking in that one thing there and I see all the communication, right? It's not like, oh, did I speak to, was that an Instagram or was that Facebook or was it an email? It's all in the one place, right?
Correct. And the other cool thing about this, guys, is Techmatics has a free administration app. So you can go to the App Store on Google Play, Apple. You can actually download your Techmatics app for you as the admin, and you can actually go to your inbox on the app and you can communicate with anyone, whether it's via Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger, email. All of that communication will actually show up in your inbox from your Techmatics account and on the app on your phone. And that information and communication is all stored in that individual's customer record. Mm-hmm. So again, no matter who's talking to them, staff, virtual assistants, anything, everyone can see the entire communication history from all of those locations in one place. That is an absolute game changer. It has totally changed my business and my admin mess behind the scenes for sure, alone, absolutely alone. Other things is like the being able to completely replace Calendly, Acuity, Scheduler, any of those that you're using right now. Techmatics totally replaces those. You can create unlimited calendar types, unlimited calendar appointments. You have unlimited administrators, admin, sales team that can also create their own appointments and calendars. And that again is something else that's not available on those other platforms. It also does your ads management for you, so no more having to log into Meta for Business, right? All of your data tracking, cost per click, lead per click, all shows up inside the actual Techmatics system itself, so you can see how well your campaigns are working, and that information updates all of your statistics for your business on your dashboard as well. It's going to show you how many leads you've got, what the value of those leads are in your sales pipeline. It's going to show you what your conversion rates are and so much more. It manages your reviews. So those of you who have Google My Business, it connects directly to that. It also manages your social media reviews as well. So it starts pulling all of those into one place, sending automatic review requests to your customers if you choose to turn it on. It's also a social media scheduler and social media planner. So at the moment, Techmatics directly connects to your Facebook pages, Facebook groups, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, right? All of these platforms now directly connect. Twitter's in there as well. So you can go in, open up the calendar, schedule all of your social media posts, upload all of your content, and it will automatically distribute to those platforms for you on the dates and times that you select. It even allows you to pre-schedule the first comment that you put on all of those posts as well. So if you popped up a video, for instance, you're promoting your online course, you can go and check in the first comments below to get the link, right? You can actually pre-schedule that comment to go through from Techmatics as well. That is a tip of the iceberg, guys. It does forms, assessments, opt-ins, pop-up forms, and so much more. There are a lot of demos that are available. And I know, Jono, that you've got the link in above the description, below the description, show notes, for everyone to actually get a 14-day free trial. So please go and check out Jono's link, because the best way to see for yourself is to get the free trial. And Jono's got a 14-day one for you guys to actually go in and grab. And on top of that, once you're in your free trial, there's a whole entire online course for you on how to use all of the Techmatic features, how to set up your account. And if you use Jono's link, you also will get a completely free 60-minute onboarding session on Zoom with one of my tech experts who will help you set up your account, connect your own custom domain, and connect all your integrations, your payment gateway, and get your account up and running for you. A real life person. We have 24-hour support support. We have people all over the world, so not just here in Australia where Jono and I are based. We actually have tech experts based globally so that you guys can pick calls and onboarding calls in any time zone. So make sure you grab Jono's link to actually get all of those extra benefits.
Yes, and I'll just piggyback on some of the things Sarah said there as well. Towards the back end, there might be a lot of people listening to this that are like, oh, that's a lot of stuff. I don't know if I need all that stuff. But hey, at the moment, it's $97. It's kind of like, even if you don't, as Sarah mentioned, even if you just say, you know what, I'm happy to pay $97 and just get unlimited courses and unlimited students. It's probably still the best on the market just for that there. It could be worth it for that. And you never know when you are going to use these things. If you're thinking, oh, but I don't want to, you know, have a blog or whatever. Okay, maybe you will. And even like some of the, I do a lot of phone sales with my fitness education, or, you know, I've got a simplified version. I do a lot of Facebook ads and phone sales. And I know a lot of people listening to that probably won't do that at the moment. But if you ever do, I can't explain how amazing the program is for that, where it's the amount of automations that are set up. So it's like, you know, someone goes on there and if they buy, they get this. If they don't buy, they get that. And then, they go into the like, it also replaces my Google Sheets. You know, where I used to have to go on Google Sheets and, okay, how many times have I called this person and here and here and here? And then like, all right, great. If I sign someone up over the phone, how do I get, like, all of that is in there. But anyway, getting a bit distracted. Sarah, there's just one question I like to finish off with. So, or two actually. So I'll give you the second last one. You're obviously a mentor for plenty of people out there that want to get better at online courses, want to create more online courses, want to sell more online courses. I'm curious to hear who your biggest mentors have been. And if you can answer in the online course space, and if you can answer this in three different ways, if you can give us a paid mentor to someone that you've paid money to, you've done their coaching program or their course, an unpaid mentor, so you haven't paid them money, but you listen to their podcast, you follow them on Instagram, whatever it may be, and a book, and you can give one of your own a plug if you want here, that you recommend every course creator should read. So mentor, ooh, paid, unpaid, and book.
I find that very, very difficult. I've actually been very disappointed with a lot of the larger fee programs I've paid for in the past, and actually can give more recommendations of where not to go, unfortunately. Yeah. However, I will pick up somebody who I did pay for a program with, who I still recommend to this day. It's actually one of the very few people I recommend, is Jeff Walker's Product Launch Formula. So yeah, I took his Product Launch Formula program quite a few years ago, and I just found it really motivating. I ended up adjusting it. I didn't use his exact formula, but I adjusted it to suit me, my model, my business, and my style. And I've gone on to make hundreds of thousands of dollars using his launch process and being able to create a version for my own that, quite frankly, probably would have taken me a lot longer to have come up with. So I still recommend him. I think he's a really nice bloke. He's the original granddaddy of online marketing, really. And I do think he's one of the few out there that does it in a very kind, gentle, genuine, and authentic way. In terms of free, honestly, I couldn't possibly pick one person. I am an absolute gannet for knowledge and learning. And I think one of the reasons that I've been so successful is because I constantly stay humble enough to know I don't know everything, and that I need to keep learning in order to stay up to date for my own benefit and the people who are learning from me. So I am just one of those course junkies that I have honestly found probably some of the free courses and cheap courses I've taken on Udemy, for instance, or YouTube videos I've seen, have sometimes given me better tips than the ones I've paid thousands of dollars for. So for me, I would honestly just recommend if you've got time, when you're doing the laundry, when you're cleaning the house, when you're walking the dog, when you're on the treadmill, listen to audiobooks, listen to podcasts, take it all in. If you take one thing away and you can adjust that and implement it in your business, you know, it's an improvement. So that for me is just all of it. Everything that's out there, it doesn't have to be expensive. The free courses, the free YouTube channels, the audiobooks, go and grab them.
Give us a couple of your favorites, Sarah. Give your own a plug as well. So say podcasts, a couple of good podcasts.
Obviously, we have Jono's amazing Course Creators Community podcast, which is fabulous. We have the Course Creators podcast, which I have actually neglected a little while. Been too busy building technology for the time being. But I honestly can't possibly think of one off the top of my head right now.
Or YouTube, Instagram. Give us one
I'm
name.
I'm going to pick YouTube. Absolutely. It is the free education platform on the internet. So YouTube all the way, definitely my favorite. And I've even gone to the extreme of getting YouTube Premium because I travel a lot to speak at conferences. So I found that having YouTube Premium allows me to download loads of learning and loads of content. And I usually sit and watch TED Talks, if I'm honest, on them when I'm sat on a plane flying. In terms of books, I might have to give you a couple of answers to this one. I'm a complete book addict. I read a couple a week. However, I think if you're looking at changing your profit and you want money, I'm going to pick jointly probably profit first, because that really changed how I operated my business. And also $100 million offers, because they are pretty, that one's pretty good for getting you to really think about, is what I'm offering actually complete and utter no-brainer for my people? And in terms of spiritually as well, I think one of the things that might come down to my success, I've mentioned that I'm a gypsy, really spiritually staying in touch with yourself. Is what I'm doing enjoyable? Do I love who I'm being? Do I love waking up every day and feeling full and fulfilled? I mean, not every day is easy. Some days you're freaking exhausted, right? But generally speaking, are you the majority of the time happy in what you're doing? I read a book a few years ago that really helped me shift where I was at. It was actually when I was running a university. Amazing job, loved it, best job ever. But I was really feeling out of alignment. And this book called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer really helped me kind of go, do you know what? I have literally got my dream job that I've spent my entire life working for, and it's not what I love doing. So I quit a very amazing job. I stood down when my tenure was finished, handed the throne to somebody else, and went back to work for myself in my spare bedroom with my snail slippers on, because I found that I got more joy from doing that. Whatever you're doing right now, you're exchanging your whole life for. And that book just really helped me kind of look at that and wake up a little bit as to what I loved.
Love it. Love all of those tips. Well, I'll give those a summary there. So Jeff Walker's name, because I asked that question, I asked these questions to every guest, right? So Jeff Walker's name is definitely one of the most popular that comes up there. And no one's got a bad word to say. You know, it's like, yeah, one of the most recommended there. YouTube, yeah, I'm a huge YouTube fan. I got premium when they had Cobra Kai. You had to get premium to watch Cobra Kai. Then that's moved to Netflix. So I'm just back to the basic one. Profit First. Yeah, that's another book that always gets recommended. It's such a game changer. So I recommend everyone read that. Definitely. And yeah, $100 million offers. I think that, Sarah, is, I'd put that over any course I've ever done.
Yeah.
Right? I literally think Alex Hormozi could maybe charge $5,000 for that, put it in a course, and I wouldn't be disappointed. If it's paid $5,000 and got the content in that book, I'd be happy with it. So I think it's best book I've ever read.
It is. And you know what's funny is when I was listening to that book, I've actually got a pair of waterproof headphones, right, that you can swim with. I love swimming. Swimming and walking are my favorite exercises. And so I had this like little headset on. I was like swimming in my local pool, and I thought, oh, I'm going to listen to this new book that I've downloaded. So I was listening to the audiobook while I was swimming. I ended up swimming for about 3 hours straight because I was like, I can't stop listening to this book. Like, I was just me and Alex swimming away.
It was excellent. I think it's life changing, and also like that. So I've been following Hormozi for a while because he used to be a gym guy, right? Yeah. And his gym, he speaks about a lot in his podcast, that gym launch, like that was amazing. Like he changed the fitness industry with that. So I've been following, and then I saw him kind of, you know, get away from gym stuff and into general entrepreneur stuff. And I'm like, oh, this will be interesting. And yeah, best book I've ever read. And I met him last year. I went to Traffic and Conversion Summit, and he was speaking. And I'm like, the major, if I can get a selfie with him, this conference is made. I don't care about any of the info. If I can get a selfie with him, I'm happy. And I got it. So that was awesome.
Life goals, Jono, life goals.
Exactly. Podcast with Sarah Codner and selfie with Alex Hormozi. What else do you need?
Life is complete, isn't it, just?
Exactly. Sarah, look, that's pretty much all we got time for today. That was awesome. I'm sure you know, everyone's going to be like, all right, let me check out Techmatics, and I'll put the link down in the show notes. So two follow-up questions. Number one, someone wants to follow you. Let's say they're not ready for Techmatics yet, but they want to follow you. What's your best social media platform, or where do they go? And then secondly, anything you want to finish off with, or anything I forgot to ask you?
Cool. No, thank you. Well, because I've done such a good job over the years of making sure I've got my name on the internet, type in Sarah Cordiner onto the internet and you will absolutely find me and all of my social media profiles there. I'm very active on Facebook, just like Jono's incredible Facebook group, which if you are not in yet, you need to go and join. What's the name of that, Jono?
Course creator community. I'm not
Love
Mr.
it.
Creative. It's just like Sarah is with Sarah Cordner, just course creator community.
Love it. And yeah, mine is called Entrepreneur to Edupreneur Course Creators. That's a Facebook group you can go and come and hang out in as well. And of course, if you want to just follow me on, yeah, so my Facebook will come up when you Google it, sarahcordiner.com. You'll find everything there. And I completely forgot what your next question was.
Anything I forgot to ask you but should have, or
So I
anything you
forgot
want to
to
finish
ask
off
what
with?
you asked me if I forgot to be asked. This is hilarious. I actually can't think of anything else right now at all. Clearly, I'm in like brain fart stage. But no, honestly, I think the one closing comment is the only regret I have in my business, despite the mistakes I've made and big learning curves I've been on, is that I just wished I started sooner. And I remember sitting back thinking, I'm not ready yet. I don't look like this yet, or I don't know enough. I've got to do more research. I haven't got enough money. My background isn't correct. I don't have the right resources. I haven't got the right equipment. I'm not confident enough. I'm terrified of looking at the camera lens. And I just had every single excuse you can possibly imagine. And I kind of sit here and go, if I'd started when I initially thought of starting, I'd be 10 times more successful than I am now. So I think you have to just remind yourself, if you're thinking about starting your business, you're thinking about creating a course or a digital product, the only way you're going to figure it out is to start doing it. The only way people are going to find you is if you start putting yourself out there. The only way you're going to make money is if you start selling things. And the only way you're going to change people's lives is if you start changing your own. So go and do it.
I love it. Awesome. Sarah Cordner, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Hey, course creators, real quick before we get into today's episode, I've got a little favor to ask. As a lot of you are probably aware, one of my goals for this year is to get this, is to massively grow this podcast and get it to be one of the top ranking podcasts in the marketing space. To do that, what really helps is if I can generate as many ratings as reviews as possible from listeners. So if you're a returning listener, if you could take a couple seconds and just give me a quick rating and review on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform you listen to, that would mean the world to me. Anyway, let's get to today's show.